Proposed Jamestown Road Diet shows transformed downtown. Stutzman County Commission faces voting precinct decision. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Members of the City Council, North Dakota Department of Transportation, and Interstate Engineering were on hand to provide more details on the proposed road diet on Main Street in Jamestown. Interstate Engineering was tapped as the lead consultant of the project. Lead engineer Ben Osseth says the project will begin on 5th Street Northwest and continue east to 1st Avenue before going south along Main Street.
This whole corridor, the striping will be changed as part of this project, as well as it'll convert it from a four-lane street to a three-lane street, two lanes of traffic with a center turn lane. The ADA ramps along the whole corridor will be updated to meet current ADA compliance.
Osseth says the project will provide a better aesthetic appeal, make downtown more pedestrian-friendly, create wider driving lanes and parking lanes, and reduce conflict points between pedestrians and motorists. You can read more from last night's input meeting at NewsDakota.com. It's the result of not enough help on election days that's causing the Stutzman County Commission to consider closing rural voting precincts beginning in 2020. Stutzman County Auditor and COO Nicole Meelan.
At this point, it's really not a matter of cost. It's really a matter of having proper election workers, having them trained properly, and not running an illegal election because maybe they don't understand how the equipment is working, or I guess that's my main concern.
The commission will make a decision in December on voting precincts before the end of the year and ahead of the 2020 election. And Attorney General Wayne Stengem has asked South Dakota authorities to help investigate an agency that allegedly violated state law on bidding. North Dakota's auditor released a report last month that said the Department of Commerce violated the law on bidding uncompetitive contracts totaling more than $87,000 for the state's new B Legendary logo. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.